issues confronting a man of noble stature in the King's Speech. What can I say? Colin Firth is outstanding as George V, who becomes a king. Also, watch out for the speech speech therapist character, played by none other than Geoffrey Rush. He's an Aussie. Imagine teaching a British person how to speak properly, how to get his condition fixed. And this guy's a king. Great atmosphere, great dialogue, real humanity seeps throughout this movie. This is a movie where people were clapping at the end, and rightfully so. Flawless entertainment, flawless acting, great period piece, great set design, great costumes. The director of this epic, well, this is only, I believe, his second major film. And he last year gave us a great movie on soccer. And British soccer. The director is Tom Hooper. He gave us The Damned United. He's given us a great movie here. That's all I can say. On a scale of 1 to 10, The King's Speech gets an easy 10. Thanks for listening to our show today. Thank you for listening to CITR 101.9. Robert Waldman for CITR 101.9. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
But this Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Last year, about this time, the band went to San Francisco. We had a concert on a street called Polk Street. It was a most beautiful happening. The vibes were good. The women were there. Everybody was vibing. We'd now like to share this with you with a thing called
One on a Lot.
Check. Yeah. Yeah. Check it out.
He's a good
rascal.
Yo, I tell you niggas what? You better stay home and lay your ass in the cut. I'm going for heads, leave you for dead, folding MCs like bedspreads. And you ain't had this much milk since you was breastfed. Gallons and quarts for sport, I bust bubbles on the double. Destroying these fools who wanna give me trouble. Ball with stubble, 6 feet, women be loving it. Brothers be digging and sticking, but I be shoving it. Ready and low with fat tracks from Luke Kids. Doing my thing since 16 and 86. Hey yo, singing at the West ain't it?
What?
I'll smack you in your mouth for that shit. Let me show you what I claim.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing, but everybody out in Cali don't gang bang. You better open up them mics and get out my face. Give me some space. Better break out them old nights.
Yeah.
You better run for the crib. Cause running your jizz, I'll send you home with a broke back and cracked rib. Microphones in control.
What?
So ready, explode. Motherfuckers need to punch up the flex code.
Come on.
Heaven forbid I rip kids, get their face blowed. Bring them in packs and I can rip them by the caseload. Ready, explode on contact for that contract. Flash these lyrics and ready for mic combat. Who wanna step to get a rep, playing double jet? Me and my man be on these tracks set to intercept. Mass confused, hit your fellas off with bad news. Tell them you tried, but I just blew you out your damn shoes. Here's this mic, you can praise it if you need to. Should've been there when your brother really needed you. It's too late, had to blast off like 38. Food for thought, but
don't be eating off no dirty plate. No. I keep it clean and always on the up and up. Nigga, you soft and your rhymes need to toughen up. No gun chatter on the platter, cause it doesn't matter. Me and the wolf collaborate just to make it fatter. You better scatter like the roaches with the lights on. I tell these niggas, don't you bother turning mics on. Going deep like quarterbacks on they long throw. And time waits for no man, label stones throw. The LP in 97, you'll be seeing me. Gradual shots to your knot, got you seeing three. I'm running rhymes while the clock is steady running time. Crab MCs get in your blocks and start running line. Coming in thirds, brother shouldn't say another word. Kicking your rhymes, but they was verses already heard. Give me respect and be the rise with the triple threat. Smash eject, cause already know what's coming next. So I predict that all these brothers gonna be riding dicks. Break out the axe because it's time that you get 86. Playing these scrubs in nightclubs like they legendary. I'm first class and everybody else is secondary. But don't you worry, all these brothers got your vision blurry. Ready to fix your cataracts with the fattest tracks. Keep it intact with tight screws, roll with tight tripe. And now you missing and your face is on tonight's news. So pay your dues, don't nobody make it overnight. You heard the single and you thought that it was over, right? No, cause I can do it to you every time. Me and Peanut Butter Wolf got them running long.
Hello, Vancouver. I trust you're doing well on this dreamy evening. If not, then things can only get better now that you're listening to Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR and online at citr.ca. Now, there's no I in team, and there's no I in Natalie, at least not the way she spells it. And my overqualified co-host is back with me again. How's it doing over there?
How's it doing?
Yes, how is it doing?
I'm good. I haven't been here in a while.
I know.
It's been a long time.
You've been busy.
Overqualified? I don't think so. If any one of us is overqualified, just might be you.
I don't know. I got an hour and a half to prove that wrong.
All right.
How's things been? How you been in your busy beginning of the term?
Busy. Kindergarten practicum, reading lots of storybooks, echoing in my headphones. And, I might read a story to you guys later.
Can I help?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Fantastic. You know what else we have in this show? This very fine show here?
What's that?
Well, I've come to realize that I don't play a lot of hip-hop anymore on this show. So I thought tonight I'm going to rectify that and play as much as I can. More choice tracks than the House Party 3 soundtrack is what I'm shooting for. Because we'll be in conversation with MC No Future Face of Vancouver's Hidden Fortress. You and I on location at Lucy's Diner.
That was a good interview.
That was a good interview.
I enjoyed it.
Everyone else can see and hear what a great time we had. Mm-hmm. We'll also be debuting a new segment on the show that I found while at school. A good friend of mine, Ankur Kundi. He did a thing called a soapbox. But I think I'll be changing the name of that. I think I'll call it The Ank Files. No, it doesn't have a name. I've just decided that. So let's move on, shall we? Let's start off with some Hidden Fortress. This is Apotheosis featuring Modulok. I love when people reference cartoons. If you know that reference, who Modulok is, maybe you should call us up here at the studio, 822-2487, 604-822-2487. That spells UBC CITR. And you can win a ticket to something. Yep.
We'll let you know what it is later.
Yeah. And you can let me know who Modulok is if you're a big 80s nerd like I think you might be. Anyway, here it is. Hidden Fortress. Apotheosis. Shameless. See it here.
This is the time when we all come hither. Slither around the fire, watch the eyes grow bigger. This is the time when it all just ends. Damage in the dream, disguise lies and sins. Exact figures of replicas of men. Sitting on the sideline, just watching it all end. Catastrophic lens, it's time that just bends. Clipping at the corner, just watching it all spin. Homegrown terror, Medusa without fangs. Blood off the altar, communication to men. Distorted signs of fallacies begin. With temptations from pentagramic friends blowing through in the wind, simply exciting, mental flashing, letting the fireworks begin. Blowing through in the wind, simply exciting, mental flashing, letting the fireworks begin. You thinking that we really ever wanted this way? Leaving fools in the dark to rot and decay. Simply we can say a protection is blasé as your nightmare repeats, rewinds and replays. Home man is literal, quick and quite critical. Transform they sounds with charms, it's quite pitiful. Outcomes, minerals, ghosted, the citadels, romance, the wolves, the track is quite literal. Fortress is hidden among signs and symbols and superhuman shaman tricks and strange riddles and third eye cyclops, the aura just glows like white phosphorus will fall just like snow.
They were so clear that this generation would be the generation to remember that technology, that inner technology. They wrote entire volumes to you, and even had a name for you. They called you, you who walk between the worlds. You are the ones that walk between the worlds.
It's terrible, manifested entities above. Be your mathematics and the linguistics I spoke. A language of angels, your skin is looking sickly. Green knuckle left-handed black magic quickly. The elementals necessary for the proper process. Conjured, executed, going deeper than the Loch Ness. Crooked Rosicrucians clinging to the Book of Enoch. Looking east, eyes fixated on the dome of the rock. Dirty warlocks, looking in the Pentagon. Inside we are, the Ishbaumagea. Vatican agents, silence, renegade. Place. Who dare to speak about the Mithraic tombs underneath old cathedrals? That's where the dead pope sleep. In contact with forbidden dimensions is reached. Magic based on the sacrifice of human life. And the sacredness of Lucifer is the bringer of life.
Torch. Torture. Giving you a business line. Go like this.
Yaga yow, I'm a whirlwind winner. Coldest in the summer, but I'm thorough when the winter in Regina. China, a prize fighter. And when I don't find it, then I's kinda. Vinegar in a world of crass. For my world of passion, don't match with the world of cash. My landlord kinda asshole, like hold it. Can't move spots yet, still got more shit to finish. Really, it's all my fault. Yeah, I'm hating. A little self-deprecation. Go a long way to unconstipate defecation. Approximate estimation. When will shit blow for me? And still, ain't shit owed to me, man, chill. That's what I tell myself when I sell myself. Too low, light a fire under cool low.
Love and hate relations with self. Love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relationship with self.
Stop right there, hold up, wait a minute, don't. I'm basically alone. With a limp, saber in the bones. Talking about a gimp, saber in the cold. Remember the days of leaving home after trading cheap cologne. Now I'm a dangling piece of rope. Yeah, maybe it's a smoke side of aging me, but slow. You can hate me or go till I'm 83 years old. Stay with me, you'll know what it takes to be a pro. Jaded free control, the way you face defeat and close yourself off with needed dialogue. The people need you, you should always be relied upon. You got me so many gifts and I love it. But it's hard to be impressed when you're above it. Hard to know you didn't even want it. So used to fighting about it underneath the covers.
Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self.
That I'm content with my spot near the bottom, but I hate that I can spend my life without the dollars necessary to get me things the people I hate love. But I hate that I want what they love. Sure, it'll be great when it's gone. Try it out. Give it a push and a shove. Do your thing. Love and hate what you want. If you're able to run, then you're able to walk it off. I escape from the parking lot without the wedding tux. Ain't content and cuffs. Pressure's fuck, but life's short. And love. Out of it is how we ought to be to get it done. Proud to see myself as someone who was almost fully grown. I don't condone the style of life, but I love it. We all gonna be gone soon anyway, so fuck it. We work so we're so reluctant. This damage to do, so quit planning your budgets.
Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self.
Biltmore Cabaret is the home of great live music in Vancouver. Friday, January 14th, work off that winter weight gain at the Run With The Herd and Miami Device Sweatfest. The diverse electronic stylings of Run With The Herd and the Afrobeat grooves of Miami Device are sure to lead to a few pants-off dance-offs that you won't want to miss. Tickets are $10 at the door. January 22nd, the Biltmore and Beatroot are proud to present Woven Hand with Git Sum. Woven Hand offers an expansive take on folk traditions from around the world, played with a rock band setup and murder ballad tempos. This is an early show with advance tickets available from Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore. Get ready for a January 28th you won't soon forget. The Biltmore, Beatroot, and Timber present the Pack AD, The Manipulators, Bogus Tokus, and Hospital Blonde. This one should be loud and awesome. It's also your last chance ever to see The Manipulators play live. Advance tickets are available from Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit www.biltmorecabaret.com.
In a Samsonite, Lloyd Christmas underneath the Aspen sky. Puckered up for my last goodnight. Kiss, kiss on the lips with the land that I figured I'd be buried in a casket nine. Upside down, feet deep for my sad goodbye.
Don't cry, dry your eye.
Time for a change, time to escape. Running through the rain like Andy Dufresne. Following my nose, forgot what stands behind. I came to the fork in the road and traveled up the plastic knife. Sharp, cut through the jungle like a samurai. Paintbrush ready for the canvas white. Singing my song, give my regards to Broadway. Baby, I'm going back home.
I'm going back home to the West. I'm going up the W.
traveled every highway like a my way line. Tightrope walking on highway lines, seeing nothing but road and highway signs. One sign away from my guiding light, in a caravan seat, a one-man circus on the search for the caravan dream. Poison thoughts, want something to believe in, and I don't mean a poison song. I talk something I can feel, something I can see, something I can breathe, something I can be. Leave in the morning, back when the sun sleeps, bird's eye view to underground like Bun B. Leaving forever, one step closer, one sign away from my guiding light. Singing my song, give my regards to Broadway, baby, I'm going back home.
Part of the fun of listening to any song is dissecting the samples from where they originate. That last track you just heard here on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR, Decisive with West Coast. But we've heard that somewhere before, haven't we, Natalie?
I think we have.
Where might that have been?
Could it have been back
in the data banks.
Is there some kind of like a fruit or a nut? What?
A fruity nut, maybe?
A coconut?
A coconut. With records?
That sounds about right. I like both those things.
This is our obnoxious way of saying they sampled coconut records. And this isn't the last time we're going to do that on this particular show. Let me tell you.
Sample coconut records?
Yes.
Or be obnoxious?
Either. Well, both of the above. Before that, we had Run With The Herd from right here in Vancouver. They, of course, are playing the Biltmore 2 days from now, and are also playing the Queens and the Nanaimo coming up pretty soon for all of you Islanders who need a good hip-hop fix. And we started it off with Hidden Fortress with Apotheosis featuring Modulok, who we'll be hearing from later on the show. And the whole show started off with Rasko and the Peanut Butter Wolf, Run the Line. Rasko, I just found out, is an acronym standing for Realistic, Ambitious, Serious, Cautious and Organized. Yep. Look that one up good. I did. But now we're going to get a little theatrical on you. Ain't we?
I think we are.
Cuz. Natalie here is learning to be a teacher on this fine campus. And as such, she gets lots of books. Cuz teachers need books. How old are the kids you're going to be teaching?
5 years old.
Nice.
Well, turning six, I guess. They're all five right now.
That's a prime age to influence them.
I think so.
And what kind of books will you be reading to influence them with? What have you got today?
Today I have a controversial book. Ooh.
That's good for kids. Kids love controversy.
It is by Lane Smith, who was the illustrator for Stinky Cheese Man.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. And
the movie kind of sucked, though.
Movies always suck when they're based on the books. I lost my train of thought.
What we're going to do is reenact this book.
We are.
Because it's banned, so hey.
It is. Well,
that instantly makes me intrigued.
It's not banned everywhere or in Canada, but it's been banned in a few school districts in the States for...
They probably can't read anyway, so what's the difference?
Ooh. So this book is called It's a Book, and it features a monkey, who would be played by myself, and a male donkey, also known as...
I called Shotgun on the Jackass.
The Jackass, played by Mr. Jonathan Brown here. So are you ready?
Just call me Steve-O.
No. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Got my lovely book-turning sounds. Okay.
Shall we begin?
Let's begin.
What do you have there?
It's a book.
How do you scroll down?
I don't. I turn the page. It's a book.
Do you blog with it?
No, it's a book.
Where's your mouse?
Oh. There's a... Should I just say?
Yes.
Pictures. You can't see the picture book.
Look, right here. Look
right here. Book. The monkey's wearing a hat. He lifts up his hat and there's a mouse sitting underneath.
That mouse comes into play later in the book.
It does.
No spoilers. Can you make the characters fight?
Nope. Book.
Can it text?
No.
Tweet?
No.
Wi-Fi?
No.
Can it do this?
No. It's a book. Look.
So, what else can this book do? Does it need a password?
No.
Does it need a screen name?
No. It's a book. And the jackass is reading the book for multiple hours.
It's a big book, let me tell you.
Are you going to give my book back?
No.
Fine. I'm going to the library.
Don't worry. I'll charge it up when I'm done.
You don't have to. It's a book, jackass. Bum, bum, bum.
Da, 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 da.
That's the end of It's a Book.
Books like this made me wish I had read more as a kid. But what did I do? I played lots of video games. And this comes into play later in life when I listen to songs of what we're going to hear next. It's today's special from Toronto's own Moonshine. Big Man on Campus is the album. And the sample you hear right at the start is from Street Fighter II on 101.9 CITR.
To get today's special, I heard about it on the FM dial. It's saying everybody who got it, I bet them smile. The streets buzz with the talk of the town. It's appetizing. Stuff with enough flavor, promotion and advertising. The restaurant stock's rising. The girls love it, so the guys dig it. It's not surprising. Yesterday what they served was aight. A bit generic, but today they promise honest it'll serve me right. I guess my faith in what they serve only serves me right. But I'm famous, so I'm taking a bite.
That's right.
I'm sure eventually I'll tire of this lame old grub. Cause every spot on every block got the same old grub. I'm not feeling the love. I'm sick of this fast food. I'm fiending for real soul to get rid of this bad food. Special got sizzling pop. It won't last me fast. Today's special is a disturbed hot. It's a lethal combination and greed and abomination. Please help yourself but indulgence of moderation. It's got sizzling pop. It won't last me fast. Today's special is a disturbed hot. It's a lethal combination and greed and abomination. Please help yourself and indulge. Help yourself and indulge. Life is grand. The formula got a patent. We'll push it till this rigor mortis cold and stagnant. We tell them enough times, they love it, they go believe it. This market and not science, holy telekinesis. We prep it and distribute it with little expense. Give the chef a little fame to keep them busy and bent. Get it out on television with women to represent. And sit back and count the dividends spent. Now I see the way the biz gets down. I've been a chef for a minute, but yo, I'm in it just to get dough now. I wrote the recipe for success, perfected it. But now I'm kind of reckless. I substitute substance for the rest of it. I'm the best equipped, there's no question. But the passion for the fashion got me asking if it's the love of the craft I work for or cheddar galore. Let me get my cookie cutter out the drawer. Today's special, special sizzling pop. It won't last me fast. Today's special is a disturbed hot. It's a lethal combination and greed and abomination. Please help yourself with indulgence of moderation. It's got sizzling pop. It won't last me fast. Today's special.
special is a disserved hot. It's a lethal combination of greed and abomination. Please help yourself and indulge. Help yourself and indulge. Help yourself, that's words of the wise. Take a look at what you packing back, open your eyes. Take a minute to read ingredients before you cop it. It's literal to me when they say that it's hot shit. Steaming on a platinum plate to captivate the mass with the fast one. I fell for the last one, but that'll be the last one. I pass when I try it, moon's about to fast. I need to diet. Today's special got sizzling pop. It won't nasty fast. Today's special is a dessert top. It's a lethal combination of greed and abomination. Please help yourself but indulge in some moderation. It's got sizzling pop. It won't nasty fast. Today's special is a dessert top. It's a lethal combination of greed and abomination. Please help yourself and indulge. Help yourself and indulge.
Each other for years, but weren't interested slightly. Till one day when he saw her in line, offered to walk her to class cause he had some extra time. The encounter subtle, but sort of serendipitous. Started up a synthesis, shared a couple minutes and they're on their way. Barely knowing each other's names, a left turn was headed their way. They went looking for a laugh and man, they had a blast. Typical good time, spinning records and drinking wine. Filled each other in on events and their lifelines. Then it sparked at a party at his house. Girl pulls by side, says, I like what you're about. The feeling was mutual, but still unusual. He didn't own a boat, play for Oregon, a cubicle. They may be broken up, but that don't change the fact she's beautiful. Woman that you swept away, then it becomes yesterday. Regretted that I'll never say, living off the ricochet. Woman that you swept away, then it becomes yesterday. Regretted that I'll never say, living off the ricochet. The ideal is that everyone is real. Masks are taken off and true reflections are revealed. But again and again, these two would try to pretend, but always come to the conclusion that the better is friends. Human emotions may be delicate, but the more times are hurt, the stronger they get. Now this ain't about remorse for a personal divorce. It's documenting an event that took place on my course of this journey called life. They shared a little light and a reason to smile. Held a mirror so each other could see better than thinking of what could have or what should have been. You know? It's like,
man, this is strictly my opinion, but I think I am the one you should be thinking of. Man, this is strictly my opinion, but I think I am the one you should be thinking of.
Woman that you swept away, then it becomes yesterday. Regretted that I'll never say, living off the ricochet. Woman that you swept away, then it becomes yesterday. Regretted that I'll never say, living off the ricochet. The funny thing with life is that you never love the right one. Being naive against a predetermined outcome. Can't get ahead unless you choose to take a chance. And can't get the fruit unless you go out on a branch. Gotta advance, all you have to lose are some shed tears and bruised feelings still healing. So much to gain from heartache and pain. The times you really feel blood moving through your veins. So when things get lost that may never seem found, don't forget the sun still rises and sets. And what I learned wasn't burned, just mildly singed. I still cringe as I feel a cold brush from the wind. Knowing one minute you swept away, then it becomes yesterday. Regretted that I'll never say, living off the ricochet. One minute you swept away, then it becomes yesterday. Regretted that I'll never say, living off the ricochet.
Man, this is strictly my opinion, but I think I am the one you should be thinking of. My opinion, but I think I am the one you should be thinking of. Man, this is strictly my opinion, but I think I am the one you should be thinking of. Man, this is strictly my opinion, but I think I am the one you should be thinking of.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. No future fix.
Use needles. Hidden fortress. This here's a heart attack. A blood clot turning all your lungs to black. A violent twisting of your tools and tracks. A significant distance from your legs to back. See, this is feasting time. Where that meat gets removed from your legs and spine. In a crocodile death row, maimed and blind. You be begging for your life, but the fact is I never stopped before. Once the blood starts running, then it's on for sure. Evil, dead, cold, inside the store. Savini at the mic with the lust for gore. See, hidden war is raw. We be coming hell bent. Time to settle the score. You want your fucking skull. Collections, you strung along on the wall. Your jewels won't suffice. That rope be your right. Texas chains is nice. Or better yet, precise. With a full tank of gas buzzing into the night. We really can't pretend. When the fangs come out, frenzies begin. Don't make a difference if you froze a friend. So belief in us is belief in sin. So get your crew in step. Throw them signs up quick like some of our hotel. Y'all thinking who is the best? I'm thinking which of y'all will puke when I snap your neck.
FM, CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show you're listening to is Shameless. The set we just had started it off with Decisive out of Toronto, sampling Coconut Records, the track West Coast off 2009's Jonestown, an album in reference to the Brian Jonestown Massacre. The Jonestown Massacre, also referenced to one of my favorite bands, the Brian Jonestown Massacre, which was an actual massacre in the African town of Jonestown. Horrible incident, but lots of good music was spawned from there. Moonshine after that out of from Toronto, from Big Man on Campus, the track Today's Special. And T-Train from here in Vancouver, from his debut Unexpected, the track Swept Away. T-Train, also like my good co-host Natalie, who's busy working away on schoolwork. Part-time when not an outrageous MC, is a teacher, a high school teacher. When I had him here in the studio, the only thing I could think of was, man, how do you teach someone who's barely below your own emotional maturity? Maybe that's the best way to do it. Maybe. Exactly. Exactly. And we just had Hidden Fortress. From their self-titled EP, the track, Black Lung. And as we mentioned off in the start of the show, Natalie and I had the pleasure of sitting with MC No Future Face at Moose's Diner, and this is what happened.
So how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm also great. So did you go by Chris or No Future Face?
Well, I guess for this, it's probably No Future Face. Yeah.
Where did that MC alias come from?
That name actually doesn't really have much to do with hip-hop. It actually just came from a guy in... I spent some time in Japan, and there was a guy who was just trying to explain to me. We're in a small town in northern Japan where there's like really a lot of options for people in terms of like where they can get employment. Because in Japan, it's a really big deal. Once you're done school, like high school or college, you're supposed to immediately work for like a corporation, but basically for the rest of your life until you die.
It's a good
game. Yeah. CDC. Yeah. And a lot of the young people there are kind of like having a hard time. Like they're trying to break these traditional things. Like they want to do different stuff, but their parents are really still pushing them into these lines of work. So in his broken English, he was trying to explain to me in this small town why everyone looked so sad. And the term he used was that they all had no future face.
Aww.
And I just thought it was such a cool say, but I just adopted it as a name. So
that's really great. I lived in southern Japan.
Oh, did you? Cool.
Yeah.
Well, the farthest south I went was Yokohama.
Okay.
But,
that's not very far.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, sorry. I was on Kyushu.
Yeah.
That's southern Kyushu.
Cool. Right on. Yeah. I love Japan. It's awesome.
What'd you do in Japan while you were there?
Well, the first few times I went, the DJ producer of the group, Use Needles, his wife's Japanese, so he lives in Japan most of the time. He's living there right now, and sometimes he lives here. But yeah, he started living there, like, I guess maybe early 2000s he started living there, so I started making trips just to visit him. And the first few trips were just like touristy fun trips, and then the last time we actually got to perform, travel around and perform and sell albums and do music and stuff, so that was really cool. So hopefully we'll get a chance to do a lot more of that. Yeah.
What did you think of the music scene in Japan?
Got to see some of the hip-hop scene, but not much of anything else. But I mean, like everything in Japan, I love everything about Japan. I just think it's like the coolest place, and I love Tokyo. I just think it's so much fun, and yeah, it was really great.
So what led you to become an MC?
I started listening to rap when I was a really young kid. Like, I'm 35 now, so, you know, mid-80s, I was like 11 years old, like perfect age to find Public Enemy and Big Daddy Kane and different artists like that. And I just heard it, and I just fell in love with it, and I wanted to be like them. And so, you know, I was that kid that sat in his room and just like listened to tapes like over and over again and tried to like write the lyrics out. And so I started just like writing raps when I was like probably around 13 or 14, and it was just something that I always did. And it wasn't until like my early 20s that I started like trying to do it, like, you know, with someone else's beats or whatever, using Use Needles, Mathis. And yeah, we met in our early 20s, and started making music together. We just did it as like a funny kind of thing, and then it just progressed into more. But yeah, that's how it started.
Cool. How'd you and Use Needles come together?
I met his older brother first, Dana D, who's like a longtime DJ promoter here in Vancouver, and I met him, yeah, through him, and then we just became good friends. We had like a real similar upbringing, so we related on a lot of things, and we both loved the same music. And yeah, I was writing, and he was DJing, and so we just, you know, spent our time doing that. So.
And what do you think of the state of hip hop in Vancouver today? The scene, hip hop.
I don't know about much of the scene. I don't feel like I can even comment on it because I'm not really a part of it. Just in terms of like going out to a lot of shows or knowing other artists, just hasn't really been something that we've been a part of for whatever reason. So, unfortunately, it's bad for me to say that I don't know that much about like local Vancouver hip hop. I know the guys who are doing this stuff, and I've seen most of them perform, but I'm not really a part of it, and I don't really know any of the people personally as friends or anything like that. So.
I think every MC I've ever interviewed about it, I ask them that question, they give the same answer. Usually a bit more blunt, like, what scene?
Yeah, the good thing, but it's also like a Vancouver thing, is there's not like a lot of like people don't vary too much in what they like to listen to in terms of hip hop. It has like there's definitely like a Canadian sound, which is still very much like 90s sample based sort of hip hop, which is cool. And like whatever, people like it. In terms of like a little bit more experimental stuff, people I don't think are like, and there's an audience for it, but it's really, really small. So I think it's hard if you're doing stuff that's sort of different than, say, you know, like more or less his album is huge. That's kind of the same thing. You know, I met him in Toronto. He's a super nice guy, but it's very lighthearted and danceable and whatnot. And I think that's sort of like
Shad classified.
That, yeah, you know, that people like to listen to in Canada. In terms of like for us, for whatever reason, like people in Europe really, really like us. And, like France in particular, like really, really likes our album. So, I guess they just kind of have, maybe they're used to hearing things that are a little bit more different, or maybe have a little bit more open minds and stuff. Sounds a little bit more experimental. So that's cool, because if I can go to Europe and do music, I will definitely do that. So. Yeah. Vancouver is just really not a hip hop city, so, for whatever reason. So, and it's got a great indie music scene, but in terms of hip hop, it's pretty lacking. So.
Aside from a few notable characters, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, yeah, just in terms of, there's just not a lot of. I don't think there's, like, really. I mean, there's no. There's not that many, like, dedicated. There's a few hip hop shows, but I mean, in terms of, like, across Canada, it seems to have the least.
Even like Winnipeg.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, like Winnipeg, they were the one that played. We're still in their top 10. They've been playing our album for like 8 weeks now or something like that. Like, I don't know who the guy is, and I tried to email him, I never heard anything back, but someone there like really loves Hidden Fortress. So we're like, wow, thank you.
Number one in Winnipeg.
Yeah, for whatever reason, so that was really awesome. It's cool. I'm actually originally from Winnipeg too, so that's very cool.
Have you heard Hidden Fortress on the radio yet?
I have. Yes, I have. Yeah, I heard it the other day on Brent Lawrence's show. I heard it on CBC, and yeah, it was awesome. It was really good.
How did it feel to hear yourself on the radio?
That was great. It was awesome. Yeah. It's one of those things you always think of when you're sitting in your bedroom.
So while we were also talking earlier about this Divine Styler's Word Power was like a Bible to you.
Hugely, yeah.
What other albums influenced you greatly?
I mean, the early stuff when I was a kid, definitely like Public Enemy, like Chuck D was everything. Like, that was what changed everything for me for sure. Big Daddy Kane, Eric B. Rakim, those were like some really, really influential stuff. But as I got like older and sort of found like different things, I guess like more like alternative things or whatever, like Divine Stylers definitely was like a huge influence. Jedi Mind Tricks, like early stuff was really influential on me too.
Violent by Design.
Yeah, I mean, even from like their first EP, which was like the Amber Probe EP, it was called, when I first heard that, and a lot of raps about aliens and UFOs, that really blew my mind, because that was something I was always interested in, and to have the two things, like hip-hop and that combined, was really new to me, and so that was, that totally blew my mind the first time I heard that, for sure. Boogie Monsters from the 90s was like a huge influence on me too. It was like, I don't know how many people remember Boogie Monsters, but they, you know, they had like one or two albums, but they were like really influential for me as well. So, yeah, it was Styles of Beyond, I really like.
Black Lung. I heard Chuck D gave you a shout-out.
Yes.
How did that happen?
We were just lucky enough that when he was here in Vancouver, I'm friends with a bunch of guys who work for Abort magazine, and I did photography for them, shows and street photography and stuff like that, and our friend of ours was doing an interview and was able to get him to do a shout-out for us, and so that was really cool, because that was obviously a huge highlight of my life.
Instant cred.
Yeah.
So what's in store for the near future for Hidden Fortress?
Hopefully just doing a lot more music. We were just doing our own thing for like the longest time, until recently. We hooked up with Han Solo Records, which is based out of Toronto. So there's a lot of different independent hip-hop, and Thomas Quinlan, who runs that, is just like, I can't say enough good things about him. He's such an awesome guy, and just runs this label for the love of it, not for the money of it at all, because no one's making any money. And he's been like the hugest help. Like, he's got us in touch with so many different artists in Canada and outside of Canada. All the people that we collaborated with on our new album, like Majulok and Planet, and Kaigen, who's based out of Tokyo. He was responsible for all that, and so hopefully just making more music and working with Thomas and Han Solo, and like I said, Yuz Neos is now, I left Vancouver about 2 months ago, so he's in Japan now again, so hopefully doing a lot more music in Japan, and working with more Japanese artists and getting to Tokyo to do some music.
I love the nerd references in hip-hop.
Yeah.
Especially Modulok.
Yeah.
You know who Modulok is?
Yeah.
He's a He-Man character.
Yeah, yeah.
Little guys.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Agilac is an awesome MC, so like, I don't know if you know Red Ants, it was the group that he was from out of Toronto, but he was always someone that I thought was just like one of the best MCs in Canada, so to meet him and just have him be an awesome dude and to get to do a song with him was definitely a highlight for us, for sure. So that's the single off the album, that's the one that everybody plays, so.
Friday.
I think I might, have you guys heard of that movie Enter the Void? No. You watch a lot of movies?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but that's why I think I might go home and watch that tonight. I'm a big horror movie fan. I'm a horror
Yeah, we mentioned Bubba Hotep, one of your songs.
Yeah. I love Bubba Hotep. Yeah. Actually, I watched Maniac Cop today. Have you heard of that?
Yeah. Some of his best work. There's been three of them.
I've never seen it before. I only caught it today. Is it a trilogy?
It's a trilogy.
Oh, I didn't. How in the world is it a trilogy? The guy, oh, I guess he keeps coming back.
Yeah.
So is he like, so he's the living dead, basically. He's a zombie, basically.
I got to meet him when he came to Vancouver a few years ago.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Highlight of my life.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, I love like horror and cult films and stuff like that.
Well, thanks for the interview.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for the interview.
We can hang out still.
Cool.
more belief in them. Same goes for that other guy. I believe the sun is simply reflecting the shine from the moon. Stealing its spotlight, they'll have a cockfight at noon. To settle their differences, that midnight rematch. To stir up their similarities on turntables, the chicken scratch will prove to be unreadable. The determining factor in who gets the pitch control the ties. No one decides a victim unless they give a fair listen to both the sides. We go blind, jerking off to the eclipse. The sun was pulling cheap shots, doing commercial body tricks.
Behind the back, under the leg.
I think he even did a head spin on the crossfader, but sounded
wet.
All of a sudden it gets dim. The crater face steps in, puts Mexican drum brakes on the techniques. He's like,
let's begin.
He conducted an orchestra so dope the sun started sweating him. I guess he'd expected to win on pure artistic merit. Composing complex plays with nothing but sound bites. Burned out the lights, made MCs too self-conscious with the mastermind.
For 1,000 nights,
continued without a single slip up, except once the record spoke. But it kind of sounded cool and fit within the rhythm he was juggling. Polyrhythms out of country western albums spinning. It is plain that he had come to win. But as always, due to corrupt judging, they drew a tie. Now it's do or die.
The sun is live. The moon is live.
Chosen, I came to the conclusion
that doesn't know what he's doing.
God's not a woman, he's a big white guy in the sky, and the deserts are reflections of his eyes. He doesn't cry for us, but when he does, it's cause he's drunk.
Say what? God's not a woman, he's a big white guy in the sky, and the deserts are reflections of his eyes. He doesn't cry for us,
but when he does, it's cause he's drunk, and he's always fucked up.
Bottoms up.
God's not a woman.
By the curb crying. And I walked over to the sun. I said, son, why are you crying? And the sun looked up and the day got bright. And I knew I'd seen God.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
Sacrifice. To some, it is just a word. To others, it is a code. What matters is the colony. He's willing to live for the colony, to fight for the colony, to die for the colony.
Witness the yard of combat. The center is where the bomb's at. It's illegal for the feeble to see beyond that. Upon that, cyanide gases. Sentinel death through your ventricle with nine axes. Time lapse. Conflict, bomb shit, you gon' quit. On a mission to meet your savior. A pitchfork through your bitch heart, Castlevania. Slaying ya, we blaze all men. And storm through all our battlefield with sway pens. The brave men, who made men island.
mics like match flints. Burn slow like Dutch master hits. Hit the trenches of arm, the power bond spawn. Your body's carried and dropped like surrogate moms. Sad realities below to battle me. Find enemy beats, awake my forsaken force of alchemy. A jaded man never follows the law's plan. Vices for sacrifice like Isaac to Abraham. Expect wildness from heaven's exiles. Coming out of my cell like metal projectiles. Connect shoulders by straight edges, your left headless. Severed by the line that bisected your necklace. Dreadnought, leaving track marks from lead shots. Silence your voice box with infrared dots. Your optics forced to watch raw torture. Therapeutic, confining your pores with iron straws.
To the depths I die.
Yeah, you will be consumed by your own fire, motherfucker.
I know you will all do your duty.
To the depths I die.
Jedi mind, banging you in the face. 2G.
I am proud to send you into battle.
Get clothesline for the last time. Think your four-leg lock, pile driver, crack spine.
Gorilla monsoon, moon. Tito Santana, Ricky Steamboat will chase you across the Savannah like Andre the Giant in a Boston riot. I'll bankrupt your label and murder your clients. I climbed in the ring with the coldest stare and took out your knees with a folding chair. What? In the bottom of the lake, they found the body of a heathen in the SUV that he rented for caravan a weekend.
In the bottom of the lake, they found the body of a heathen in the SUV that he rented for caravan a weekend.
In the bottom of the lake, they found the body of a heathen in the SUV that he rented for caravan a weekend.
In the bottom of the lake, they found the body of a heathen in the SUV that he rented for caravan a weekend.
Take them skin alive.
I've been walking this earth for a while, y'all. Did it all from bubble and a style, y'all. Crime king woman has a broad child's on the planet. I ain't catch a view, nothing but static. Then I got the word of God in Islam. About 10 years ago, I began a song. A time later in my life, I end the I revolve. Change the game, original man, make it play. Yo, son, I've been out here for 5, waiting for you to touch down. It's been a long time since we touched crowns. Every man in the call wanna be solo in his own right. But I hold no grudge despite. You know the slave mentality got the crew bugging out. Shortcomings in our house that keep a crew down. You know how the black man do his thing. Can't nothing keep a brother up under a wing. Yo, like you be saying, nothing for nothing. But it's something I'm guided to in the crew steady fucking. Left the scheme in a slump with the snake bite. Got radical and academic, so I burn bright. Yo, and all my seeds look to learn right. Make it plain, black man, make it plain. Original man, I've been walking this earth for a while, y'all. Did it all from bubble in the style, y'all. Climb king woman has a broad child's on the planet. I didn't touch a view, nothing but static. Then I got the word of God in this song. About 10 years ago, I began a song. A dime later in my life, I end the irony form. Change the game, original man, make it plain. When am I pissing my rhyme needs to blast off? I just shot with the rhythm when I splash on. The technicality is coming on down for the 992 cent, 2000, no mil. I kill a great smoke, you won't flip, go the cow, salute, you keep it tame, you never fear that now, check it. I intercept it, some kind of fall, fall the problem, prime traveling through the mind, a 500 year old, venomous twine, an emblem genetic, coated in froze, but I rose above low levels of holes and golden clothes. Come on, feel me where I'm at, you know, why die when you can live, so accept the flow, from the vein to the brain, painkiller maintain, as long as it took you to become this way, it'll take that long to remove the stain. I've been walking this earth for a while, y'all. Did it all from bubble in the style, y'all. Climb king woman has a broad child on the planet. I didn't contribute nothing but static. Then I got the word of God in Islam. About 10 years ago, I began a song. A dime later in my life, I end the irony form. Change the game, original man, make it plain. Yo, I know the struggle is hard on the bricks, but before your next paper with paper, call your click. We can talk it out, walk it off and let it out. Hit the mosque, makes a lot, I'm saying no doubt. You know original man, they wanna hold down. With parole for control and stay locale. Medine for you and me is all we got to look forward to. Your moves scream in the sea, cause they adore you. Your moms and your fam want the man back. The struggle is strife, black life demand that. They understand we in the economic dope scene. We just flip the hustle legit and spank clean. And a prize again, cause we original man. Stole from the motherland and made America. I ain't having it, I'm taking her, I made her. Now she laid up off my blood and sweat and tears. She better raise up. Walking this earth for a while, y'all. Did it all from bubble in the style, y'all. Crime king woman has a broad child on the planet. I didn't contribute nothing but static. Then I got the word of God in Islam. About 10 years ago, I began a song. A dime later in my life, I end the irony form. Change the game, original man, make it plain. I'm
Divine Styler here for you on 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. The show in question, Shameless. Here for you for another 20 minutes or so. It's been a good show. Just want to say thanks for listening. Because, you know, 20 minutes from now we're going to be rushed. Not going to have time to express my sincere gratitude. You know how it is. So all the songs in that last set, there's a little theme that links these songs in that we discussed them, Natalie and I, when we talked with MC No Future Face over at Lucy's Diner, a fine establishment. We should have to go back sometime.
I think so.
Divine Styler, what we just had with Make It Plain. Red Ants before that, out of Toronto, featuring Modulok, also an MC with Red Ant, or with Hidden Fortress. And as it so happens, Boston Crab, the track, very devastating wrestling maneuver, let me tell you. It's put many a big man down, featuring Predaking. All five Predacon Decepticons merged to form Predaking. I feel very cool for knowing that and expressing it now. Let me tell you, a few years ago, you would not be cool for talking about that. Badass rappers like this made it cool. And Jedi Mind Tricks before that, a favorite of both ours and No Future Face, the track Sacrifice. And Sage Francis, No Public Enemy before that, with Show 'Em What You Got from It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. And let me tell you, recently, it's just finding out what idiots the two-thirds of Public Enemy are. Terminator X and Flava Flav. The fact they're such morons is like when I discovered hamburgers were made out of cow meat. It's just depressing. Luckily, Chuck D's cool and gave shout-outs to Hidden Fortress on a track we played.
Good.
That's what ties it all together. This whole mess, it makes sense. It does. And Sage Francis started the set off with Sun vs. Moon. An excellent MC that reminded me of Hidden Fortress when I heard it. So I knew quality. I was like, I gotta get these guys, or one of these guys, on the air. Now, moving back into our assessment of MCs being nerds, I'd like to present you with this fine example.
You do not want it, so do not set it. Whack MCs are claim amnesia, forget it. This black man avenges like Batman, robbing you of your pride. You can't hide. I be when the flash smash, stop a man. I got more flow than Aquaman. Doctors can't help you. I got stamina. Plus can get more deep than Submariner. Cameras can't catch the gap. He's a phantom. I'm freezing seas like the Green Lantern. An X-ray off my hit list. You get dismissed. Then wish my dismiss. But it's on target, front and center. Stands cap, no cape, but no escape. What about your cat? Woman, cap, don't wonder. I'm thunder like Thor and Thunder. It's a tune for your car, but no cartoon. Carting off your crew, deletion and doom. Positive like Malcolm or the Black Falcon. Capture Captain America and scout him. Me and G-Force use resources to force kids to reverse. After dark, the dark pizza. Parker will stalk ya. Commissioner Gordon charged ya. Catch Cap coming to map. Metropolis is dropping disses on foes and fences on noses. The Superman ain't fishing for hoes, kids. He maintains up on Lois Lane. AKA the writer's block. It don't stop, stop, stop.
yo. I played these strings as a kid. I played these strings like a violinist. So a violent man whose life is finished. In this till the death of me, till bones are all that's left of me. Look and y'all see the remedy, the authenticity, eternally everlasting. Mapping out this craft to my last breath. You'll bury me with Pharaoh in my casket. I mastered this massive maze, avoid disaster. When came to my senses, learning lessons till hereafter. I'm raised right, night and daylight. Never got stage fright. Your fame might gash you for the moment, but I slay might. I stay tight. Class and DL, you know they same types. Rapping and reciting, cause we inciting a new life. It's like that, and that's just the way it is. Until my kids and my next life, my mind's on the biz. And y'all can classify the raps that I exhibit exquisitely and simply Eternia that's rapping this.
We dealt with the ups and downs. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round.
Right.
Some people choose to smile, others choose to frown. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round. And once you at the top, they have to take your crown. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round. We built the foundation from the underground. That's just the way it is, the way the world goes round.
Yo, now I'm that kid repping the burbs. Who splits and severs your words. Talk with a full mouth, spit then enter my verse. These copycats never get to heaven first, cause they style is fading out like some chip and pepper shirts. Y'all need to spit some other words, rip a better verse. Too concerned to get the cheddar first, that's why you never get the perks. And I've been playing with this game since I was 15. Living in the old bags, dirty and sporting ripped jeans. I've been here, rock shows, 10 years I drop flows.
Just the way it is,
I did this shit and never got dough. It's love though, everything I did it made me tighter. And now I cypher with some of the best rhyme writers. The beat slicer, I cut it up on every angle with these live instruments. Lay it over 30 samples, I've been amped ever since the pen and pen been in my hand. Represent the hourglass, it's done man.
We dealt with the ups and downs, yeah. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round. Some people choose to smile, others choose to frown. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round. And once you at the top, they have to take your crown. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round. We built the foundation from the underground. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round.
Somebody said, DL, you spit too many battle rhymes. You ain't saying nothing. You fuck with niggas' minds. There's meaning to my lines, so listen carefully. A metaphor, a simile. I rhyme the melody, not buying what you selling. D, I master my craft. It's wishful thinking, but one day I hope I'm making some cash. I did it for the love of the art. It didn't pay off. Should I sell out? By no means. Just keep working hard. I'm trying to quit my day job. Build a career. Move with God speed. Rocking a spare guitar. Riffs like heavy metal. I got the heavy mental. I come equipped with the real shit, the bare essentials. I've covered ground like an H2 Hummer. So next time, niggas won't sleep like slumber. Just in case you wondered, I got a thick catalog. I'm not a newcomer, I'm just new to y'all.
We dealt with the ups and downs. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round. Some people choose to smile, others choose to frown. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round. And once you at the top, they have to take your crown. It's just the way it is, the way the world goes round. Built the foundation from the underground. That's just the way it is, the way the world goes round.
Yeah. Father, Son, Holy Spirit's chosen, and critics ridicule my hits, it's but dig it. Nobody show, they flow infinite. I live it, love it, done it, and did it. Visually vivid, committed. A spirit I kill, I will, I'm in it to win it. I was born shell towing, elbowing, hell throwing, gem glowing. Trail Owens, end zoning my flow. Could leave your crew deceased. Go check the news release. It's underclassified, you know who's ruling the east. Good grief, the audible blaze you with, the audible spark you with, the arsenal can't stop. The honorable spat to the bone, either condemn or condone. Strolly on, we'll go to war like Arab fascists in Rome. Cause I'm the king of the throne, internationally known. Fuck a pen and a pad, cause now I write the tablets of stone. Give the guard credit, law headed. Treat it like a law setting. Classified just the way it is, authentic.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Cruising up with airplanes, looking out down at people like ants.
Overcrowded streets, 2 zillion pairs of shoes and sneakers walk the streets. 8,000 million people swimming on the beach. Ants, working factory, a lot walking and backing me. You jam-packed, the place is agony. 9 to 5 working like ants. You don't have to be a chance, under the circumstance. Look at them crawl, look at them move up the wall like roaches. That's right, you see the coaches. Look through the microscope and glance, people are ants. Tall building, look down, I'm a giant. Look down with the camera, taking pictures of hummus, ants on the ground. Back up the concrete by the pound. Pitch words, that's right, with relief pitches from the mound. Ants work together, jerk together, do concerts together, cry and get hurt together. Program to the week and come back home. Like downtown ants, walk alone, meeting together, cellular foam. They roam, ants, look around as they dance, ants. Terrible looking, walking side to side like a work farm. Some mean no harm, with the fire department, ring the alarm. Ants work for America, some work for Sakhar. Some speak out, talk loud, some chew on bread, some move calm. Ants move well, shirts and collars with the lapel. Time's up, ants move with the bell. You can't tell, that's ants.
Every night, hundreds of people from all over the world see this man's face in their dreams. The man first appeared 5 years ago when a patient sketched a portrait of a mysterious figure that had been repeatedly haunting her dreams. The woman swears she has never met the man in her life. Since 2006, this mystery man has appeared in over 2,000 dreams in many cities all over the world. I've seen a picture of this face, which is eerily similar to a character you might see in a David Lynch film. The man is rumored to offer personal advice in the dreams, perhaps fulfilling the role of a messiah-type figure. However, this hobbit-like caricature was so disturbing, I had trouble getting to sleep last night. I've never dreamt of this man, but I think it's more than a coincidence when one person is able to inhabit so many different minds. Next time you're dreaming, take a closer look around. You might see a familiar face. Sweet dreams. For Soapbox, I'm Aunt Cooney.
We've met before, haven't we?
I don't think so. Where was it you think we met?
At your house, don't you remember?
No, I don't. Are you sure?
Summer breeze.
Summer breeze, come on, save me, come on, please. All I see is gray skies, long nights and colored leaves. Sudden freeze, all I feel is the chills in the air. Filled with the gall, doesn't mean I fill with despair. I got some long winter ahead, it keep me sane, speak the same. When I get the song into my head, crawl into the bed, crawl out in the dark, digging deep down and hit the ball out of the way.
bar. I spit it raw, shout with my part. You dealt with my heart. I use the gray clouds face down, and that when I start. Say you don't appreciate the sunshine until it's raining. For me, all it takes is just some rhymes for my payment. I came in with new raps to boom bops, my way in. While you cats is waiting for a few scraps of bacon. Just use imagination, make my own sneeze. Open up my whole soul, create my own breeze. Some dumb guys need y'all to make the sunshine. They need y'all to free fall so they can fake with one line. You take it some time, they're getting impatient. Staying high and dry, and these cats get wet when it's raining. I keep repping the basement, others rep the penthouse. Getting bent out while I take raps and injecting the pavement. Just wrecking the statement, cash checking the saving. Up the cold obstacles, where the freshest is fading. Destination unknown, as I sit down and write it. But I know that I hope that a big crowd recite it. My friends bound to like it, and I'm trying to break molds. Trying to take over the game, I ain't trying to break tone. With no fake bank, no counterfeit clown rappers. 100 G, sunny please, like your bank account matters. Summer breeze, come on, save me, come on, please. All I see is gray skies, long nights and colored leaves.
Hometown, Ottawa, Ontario. That is Philly Moves sampling very classily, I might add, Seals and Crofts here on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. It's been a great show. We had some Dr. Octagon before that, off The Return of Dr. Octagon, an album I never thought I would ever see, based on the fact that the first Dr. Octagon album, back in 99, between Cool Keith, hero of mine, and Dan the Automator, producer hero of mine, you know, they made an awesome album, fell apart after that as a duo, and then Cool Keith kind of went a little nuts on his own thing and made an album where called Dr. Doom, with three O's, where he killed the Dr. Octagon character. And then they got back together in 06 and made this record, which is pretty good, but 2 years later, it didn't seem to be up to Cool Keith standards, and then he killed the character again on a second Dr. Doom release. Moral of the story is you can't trust Cool Keith. And we started the set off with Eternia out of Toronto, Just the Way It Is, featuring Classified. I felt we needed some more female hip-hop MCs up in this show. Sadly, we only got one. But that's what 2 weeks from now is for. Yep. So big thanks to Hidden Fortress. All That is the album of theirs, available now at finer record shops. And for Natalie...
thanks for listening to my story.
We'll have more next time in 2 weeks. But that's it for now. Stay tuned to CITR for Folk Oasis. As for us, well, all we can say is...
the show is over.
Welcome to the final frontier. Soul position. RJD2 on the beats, plus myself. Blueprint.
The show is over.
Adrenaline.